Pastor Carla Cruz is one of the pastors of our sister church, the House of Praise and Worship Covenant Church, that worships with us in our facility at 10:30 and shares our ministry in wonderful ways. Thank you, Pastor Carla. Come on up.
Praise God. First, I want to say thank you to Pastor Tom and Pastor Harold for allowing me the opportunity to be here this morning and share the Word of God with you all. It was about 3 months ago, I want to say, Pastor Harold shared, I would love for you to come and have a sermon in our service. And I said, of course. And 3 months ago, I shared this scripture and this topic, not knowing what the Lord was going to do throughout the process of preparing for this. Amen. I want to read again the book of John 12:28-30, where it says that the Father bring glory to your name. Then a voice spoke from heaven saying, I have already brought glory to my name and I will do so again. When the crowd heard the voice, some thought it was thunder, while others declare an angel has spoken to him. And then Jesus says on verse 30, the voice was your benefit, not for mine. Amen. I want to focus on verse 29, where it says the crowd that was there had heard it and said that it was thunder, while others thought it was an angel that had spoken. Clearly, we can see from the scripture there were some, not confusion, but not everyone heard what God has spoken. The people said it thundered, and probably angel has spoken. Probably what there was both. There was thunder as well as the voice of the Lord. We know that through the book of Exodus, Moses was, God spoke to him in the form of thunder, in the form of a loud noise up in the mountains. That's how Moses heard God's voice. Some people who were at a distance might have heard the thunder without hearing the voice, while others heard the voice as well. But now clearly that voice, we know that clearly it was a voice of the Lord. And we know that because in verse 30, Jesus said, this voice was for your benefit, not mine. So clearly in verse 30, it says there was a voice from heaven. Which brings me to this question. What is the difference between hearing and listening? Hearing is simply the act of perceiving sound by the ear. If you're not hearing impaired, hearing simply just happens. Listening, however, is something you consciously choose to do. Listening requires concentration so that your brain processes the meaning from words and sentences. Listening leads to learning. The word says that some heard a voice while others heard a thunder. Maybe they were both. The process of listening consists of receiving, remembering, evaluating, and then responding. If I only hear, and I'm only hearing, I can't receive, I can't remember, I won't evaluate, so I won't be able to respond. Hearing is accidental and is effortless, while listening is focused and intentional. How many times when we hear things, we just hear. But when we listen, we focus because it's intentional. Are we listening to God or are we hearing God? That's what I want to talk to you today. Neither form is wrong, but listening brings you into a much deeper level and an intimacy with God. Remember when I said that listening leads to learning. You won't be able to learn what God wants you to do if you're hearing does not change to listening. In order for me to be able to receive, remember, and evaluate, to respond to the call of God requires an active listener. How would I be able to do the job he has called me to do when all this time I have been hearing him, but not really listening? If a tree falls in a forest, but no one is there to hear it, does it still make a sound? It does. But if you're not near that tree, you won't hear the sound of the tree falling. If God is speaking, but you're not connected spiritually, does he still speak? Yes. And only those who are spiritually connected will listen, yet others will only hear the sound. Today, do you want to listen to the voice of God? Or will you prefer to hear the sound of thunder? What do we know about the sound of thunder? We know they are loud. We know they can be scary. We know they can cause distractions. We know it can make us seek for coverage. You can't simply just hear his voice. If you hear his voice and no action is taken, then you simply just heard. But if you hear his voice and action is taken after hearing, then you have listened. I can hear a sermon from my bishop on a Sunday morning, then leave the service talking about how amazing and powerful that sermon was. But if I don't put into practice what he said in the message, then I simply just heard the message but didn't listen. The most noticeable aspect of lightning and thunder is that the lightning is seen before the thunder is heard. Why do I say that? Because the lightning cannot occur without the thunder. But it's possible to see the lightning and not hear the thunder. Not because it didn't take place, because the thunder was too far away for you to hear it. So how far away are you from the voice of the Lord? Are you hearing the voice or are you listening to the voice? Don't get caught up in just seeing the lightning. We must be able to hear the thunder. It is only then that when we can be sure that our relationship with the Lord is still close enough to be able to listen. Distance matters. I would rather be close to listen to the voice than to miss the voice due to my distance. I want to conclude our message today. Remember that we are four steps to be able to listen to the Lord. And this consists of receiving. How do we begin to receive? By the reading of his word. His word is clear. Second, in order to listen, we must remember. How do we remember? We begin to ask God to help us understand that he's sharing what he is sharing with us. In a quiet place, not calling the person next door or the neighbor, but actually have an intimate moment in your quiet place and ask the Lord in that place, help me remember what you said. Third, evaluate. Now you begin to process what was said. Start putting the puzzle together for the bigger picture. The Lord will give you the pieces. It's now up to us to put them together. Respond. Just as a beautiful masterpiece of a puzzle when it's completed, you begin to see the beauty behind the pieces. In order for us to clearly listen to the voice of the Lord, the response is what matters. Remember, hearing does not require action, but listening requires that action. So after you see the beautiful masterpiece that you and the Lord have put together, how do we respond? Amen.